Pervasive Web DI is a B2B document exchange application that can connect diverse trading partners, diverse in company size, IT capabilities, back-end systems, and data formats. In order to take advantage of the elasticity in computing and storage resources, and for the ease of managing a high availability application, Pervasive Web DI was recently migrated to the Microsoft Windows Azure platform. Pervasive Web DI manages document flow using multiple worker roles connected by Azure queues and blobs, and its web UI is hosted by Load Balanced Web Roles.
This demo will show the basic user functionality of Pervasive Web DI. After logging in, there are basically three items that a regular Pervasive Web DI user can view or manage via the Pervasive Web DI interface: documents, trading partners, and their account passwords. Document management tools are by far the most involved. Under the Documents menu option, users can both create and view documents. The Mailbox view allows the user to view all documents sent and received. Following the usual mailbox model, the inbox summary displays all documents that have been received, and the outbox summary shows all documents that have been sent. The inbox summary breaks down all received documents by sender or trading partner and document type. In this case, the user has three trading partners who send documents, and all senders send purchase orders. The additional columns show how many documents there are in each category, how many of those documents have yet to be viewed by the user, and when the latest document was received. When we go into the inbox detail view, this allows the user to see the actual documents in the selected category. As with most mailbox applications, documents that are still unread or unviewed by the user display are in bold type. Users can view the entire document's detail by clicking on the reference number link. This link will bring up a viewable format of the document, even if it was received in a less readable format, such as ASCII text or EDI. These viewable views are customizable and usually done based on the hub specification. Within the inbox detail view, the user can also search for a particular document with some basic criteria. For example, we can search for all purchase orders with a particular PO number, or we can search for all unread documents or on a date range. When we go back to the mailbox summary views, we can look at the outbox summary. It performs the same functions as the inbox summary. It breaks down all sent documents by receiver and document type. Here, the same trading partners are displayed, but this user receives more than one document type from some of them. The outbox detail view performs a similar function to the inbox detail. The user can view the document detail by clicking on the reference number link, and they can also enter each search criteria. For ship notice manifest documents, users also have the ability to generate and view shipping labels with barcodes based on the ship notices data. The exact format of these documents is customizable. Many trading partners send their documents via FTP or HTTP from a back-end system, while others will upload them. Users who do not have that ability to send files by one of these means, Forms view allows users to enter the document's data directly into the user interface. Users need to select the document type that they want to create and then which trading partner the document is for. If the document that the user is entering has similar header information to the last document that was entered, the user can select the Autofill Web Form function to pre-populate the header section. Then the data in the header needs to be adjusted and line item information would just need to be filled in. On the web form, fields that are marked with an asterisk are required fields. If we fail to enter some of the required fields or we specify the wrong data type for some fields, for example, non-date values were entered into date fields or into a numeric field, then, when we submit the document, the user will get the appropriate error messages. The user can take corrective action and try to send the document again. After the document is sent, it will be visible in the outbox. There is a confirmation number given for each document that's sent. Web forms can additionally be used to edit and resend documents that have already been sent. The user would go to the outbox summary and from there to the outbox detail to find the document that had already been sent. This concludes the basic summary of the document management features.
Thank you.